We are not made to survive, we're made to thrive. Human beings, our spirit, our capacity to adapt, our ability to grow, our ability to learn with lightning-like speed, our ability to find a way to serve others, that calling inside of us that we have as a parent or as a friend or someone who truly cares, when we put our fear aside because there's something we want to serve greater than ourselves, we all have that ability to find that passion in our life. A lot of people start out with a new year and it becomes a trigger for, you know, the possibility of a new life, but that disappears after a few disappointments, after coming up with a few New Year's resolutions that within a week or two they've already broken. I'm going to talk to you about just the simple core of what you and I are made for. We are not made to survive. We're not made to manage our pain or get through it. We're made to be creators of our lives. We can create anything. Anything we can dream about, we can create. And I know that sounds like positive thinking, you know, just BS. But in your soul, there have been times in your life, I know, when you've had something that you wanted so much. Maybe you wanted something for someone you care about. Maybe you wanted something for yourself. But you became so obsessed with something, achieving it, experiencing it, whether it was a transformation, you know, in yourself, a change in your business. Somewhere in your life, you've gotten obsessed enough to really want to create something that you may not even know how you were going to do it. But you just wanted it, desired it, that you started all of a sudden taking action and you got insights. And before you knew it, what used to be just this impossible dream became a reality. Is it fair to say that at some stage in your life that there are some things today in your life that were once just a dream or a goal, that once seemed difficult or impossible, whether it be the job you have or the relationship you're in and might be taking for granted? Is there anything in your life today that was once like that? Well, then you and I are creators. And very often when we get overwhelmed by so many things we feel out of control by, we start getting into being managers of our life, managing our pain, managing through the situation. You've got to allow yourself to be able to take advantage of uncertainty. Yes, the world is uncertain right now. Uncertainty is change. Change is life. We both know that. We all know that. But if you and I are going to become masters, we have to understand that we don't have to work on change. Change is automatic. Progress is not. If you and I are going to make progress, progress comes when you tell yourself the truth and you're able to feel the uncertainty and take action anyway. The thing that stops us all is fear. It's no surprise. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of the unknown, fear of not looking good. And that fear we could translate into the simple thing of uncertainty. Great leaders know how to step in the uncertainty and bring the certainty to the situation. Most people in life, we really feel like the level of stress in our life comes to how much of life do you feel like you control? How much does life control you? Do you tend to control more of what's going on or events controlling you? It's very easy to have those events start to take control unless we take control of what's between our ears, our own mind. You see, what you and I focus on massively affects how we feel, whether we're thriving or surviving. If you focus on what you can't control, if you focus on the past, if you focus on what's missing from your life constantly, that pattern of focus will make you frustrated, overwhelmed, depressed. Focus equals power. If you want to thrive, you got to focus on what you can control. You got to focus on the difference you can make. You got to focus on what's already in your life that you're grateful for. So one thing that leaders do is they focus on the things they want. They focus on what they can control. They focus on what they have. They have a combination of gratitude, strength, and commitment. They really unleash the second element. They have a vision. They have something that they're after, something they want to create, something they want to contribute, something they want to give, something they want to make happen. And that's when you become a creator again instead of a manager of life. And it's easy to lose that sense of vision in your life through disappointments. Hey, we've all had them. What makes somebody a leader is they build this certainty, and not only with focus, not only do they get a vision for what they want, but they bring that certainty in their body. What we don't realize is that our mind is directly affected by the way we use our body. If you change the tempo in which you move, if you change the way you breathe, if you change the way you use your voice, you literally change your biochemistry. It's something that you make as a habit. You drill it into yourself. If you envision something clearly enough and you bring certainty to it over and over again, if you engage your physical body, you get yourself moving and you get yourself in a state of certainty in the way you move and the way you breathe, you focus on what you're excited about in your life. You focus on what you want to create, what you want to bring to your children, what you want to bring to the world. And it changes your state. We all know what happens when you're out of state, when you're burnt out, when you're frustrated, when you're overwhelmed. You snap at people sometimes, feel bad about it. You didn't mean to. It's just the state you're in. So to thrive this year, take uncertainty and bring certainty to it. to thrive this year, get what I call a compelling future. Pick anything, a goal, a dream, a desire, something that excites you so much that you're going to feel yourself compelled to actually find a way to make it happen. You've done it before. You've gotten obsessed. You don't even know how you did it, but things happen and you've got yourself to where you want to be. Let's make that happen this year, right now, regardless if it's later in the year or the beginning of the year you're watching this, that you're made to thrive, not survive. Nothing changes your life like decision. I mean real decision, though. And when you make a decision, you cut off from any possibility except the thing you've committed to. If you make a real decision, every bit of you is committed to something, it's amazing how life will move for the force of nature of a human being, man or woman, that says, this is how it will be. I don't know how I'm gonna get it done, but I know this is what I'm gonna do. I know why I'm gonna do it. Any man who hasn't figured out what he's willing to die for isn't fit to live. If you can find something you're so excited about, if you can find something that will drive you with that certainty, and you add to that decisiveness, you can change anything. Decisiveness is the ability to make a decision even though you're uncertain once again. What keeps people from making a decision? Fear of failure. If you're gonna lead your own life, you gotta make decisions. Make the decision. If it's right or wrong, you're gonna find out quicker than if you sit around. And the interesting thing is, the more you make decisions, the better you get. What makes somebody a leader? What makes somebody a leader is they're willing to make the decision other people won't make. They want to put themselves on the line, knowing that you're going to be wrong in some of those decisions, but you're going to find out quicker and you can simply adapt and change your approach to still get where you want to go. Be decisive. Don't like your body? Change it. Don't like your relationship? Change it. Start by changing you. If you've changed you, it's still not right, then change it. But the way you make any change happen starts with a decision. All action, all results are mothered or fathered, if you would, by a decision. What's one small decision you can make right now that would take you in a direction you know you need to go? What's a big decision that might be really tough, but if you really made it, truthfully, it would take you on a new direction of your life, because whatever direction you head into will lead to an ultimate destination or destiny. When you know what's right, it's time. When you're still fearful, it's still time. You want to change your life? Decide. Decide something you're going to do. Decide something radical. Commit an act that moves you forward instead of thinking more, because we all can get caught up. You get in your head, you're dead. The brain is a great thing to strategize with, but there's a point which you got to get back in your heart and you got to put yourself on the line and do something. So if you're going to thrive this year, bring certainty to your decision making by just putting yourself in that state and trusting. Trust your creator, not just a manager of life. What do you have to do? Get a vision for what you want. What else? Decide. There is no such thing as decision without action. A real decision, you cut up things off and you make it happen. You do something. Never leave the sight of making a decision to something that's important without doing something in that moment that commits you to follow through. Take some action in that moment. Life isn't happening to me. Life is happening for me. And even this pain or challenge or this opportunity is something I gotta find a way to make use of. I need to make a decision and I need to do something right now to move things forward in the direction of what I really want for my life. Even if I don't know the final destination, I need to move in that direction. I need to take some form of action. Most people, they have all these visions. Maybe they start to make a little sort of decision, but they don't make a real decision because they don't act on it. And if you don't act on it, your ideas, your dreams will die in your mind. They'll die in your lips. Find the way to thrive on the very things that stop other people in the tracks. Thrive on what produces fear inside you and in other people. Thrive on something that you envision that you have a higher purpose for. Thrive by being decisive. Thrive by taking massive action. And if the massive action doesn't work, if what you try doesn't work, just simply try something else. And if that doesn't work, try something else. If that doesn't work, try something else until you find what works. Now you can speed that up by modeling, by finding somebody who's already getting the results that you want to get in your life. Somebody who truly is happy, not because everything's going their way, because they find a deeper meaning and a richness in everything around themselves, whether it be their children or nature or even problems. Because obviously, if we had no problems, we feel dead inside. Problems can either destroy you or call you to become more. If you look at the biggest challenges in your life, if you brought certainty to it, if you brought a vision beyond the problem, if you made some decision of what you're going to change, even if you didn't know how, and if you took immediate action with enough intensity, massive action, you probably found the cure-all. You probably found a way to adapt and get where you want to be. That's what thriving is really all about. But the ultimate thriving is not just breaking through and making things happen. The ultimate thriving for this year or any year of your life is to remember the secret to living is giving. It's to, as corny as that sounds, it's to connect to something bigger than yourself.
Here's something else. It's possible you can live your dream.
If I can see it, I'll believe it. No. If you believe it, you can see it.
You might never fail on the scale I did, but some failure in life is inevitable. It is impossible to live without failing at something, unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default.
You've got to be willing to go into action. Don't wait around for things to be just right. Don't wait for things to be perfect. Don't wait for the ideal situation. It will never be ideal.
You think it was easy? No. It's simple, but it's not easy. It's possible you can live your dream. It's necessary that you have goals, that you write them down, that you surround yourself with a support team, that you are creative. It's you that you must take personal responsibility to make it happen. George Bernard Shaw said, the people that make it in this world look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they create them. It's hard. No, easy is not an option. However, ladies and gentlemen, what you will discover is that it's worth it. It's worth it.
You must work on yourself continuously. Never be satisfied with yourself. Always know that as you invest the effort and time on you, that's the greatest ability that human beings have above animals. See, a dog can't be anything but a dog. Tree can't be anything but a tree. Human being, you've got unlimited potential. You can put effort on you, and by concentrating on you and developing you, you can transform your life wherever you are right now.
But you got to put a new mind in you. You got to get out of your mind. You got to begin to restructure your thinking. Every day, you've got to begin to recondition your mind. See, many of us go through life making choices, thinking it's our choices, and it's not. You've got to die as you are now. You've got to be willing to give up who you are now for what you can become. Certain things will no longer fit into your life. And so therefore, as you look at yourself, you've got to have this vision of yourself beyond your circumstances.
You want to live life with energy and passion. You're going to get some ideas. You're going to feel your adrenaline flowing, and you're going to think about something, some idea you had. You say, I want to go back and I'm going to look at that again. And you'll get all kind of creative ideas.
So every day you have to sell yourself and get out of your mind those old thoughts, that old belief system. Every day you've got to sell yourself on that it's possible.
That you have the vision and never give up. That you become creative and relentless and keep on coming back again and again and again. And that it's you that you've got to take personal responsibility to make it happen. And that it's hard. Easy is not an option. And when life knocked you down, jump back up and say, it's not over until I win. No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. Say that to yourself every day.